message.
You know, we talk a lot about fear of failure. It gets all the headlines. Failures like that messy neighbor who parks their rusted out van in your driveway. It's loud, it's obvious, and impossible to ignore. But fear of success? Oh no, that is the stealth ninja of fears. It sneaks in, whispers sweet nothings, and convinces you that living small is safer. You know the drill. You're in the final inning of your big game, so close to the win that you can taste it, and suddenly, bam, you sabotage yourself. Why? Because somewhere deep in the basement of your mind, there's this little voice saying, what if I actually get what I want? What if I win the Oscar, land the deal, find my soulmate, and it's not everything I imagined? What if the dream turns out to be a nightmare? Or worse, what if I'm happy for like 5 minutes and then I'm just bored? That's when it hits you. The ultimate existential crisis. If your dream doesn't deliver, then your entire life might have been one big fat lie. And who wants to deal with that? So, what do? We play small. We aim for comfortable. We say things like, I'm just not ready yet. Or my personal favorite, I'll try again next year. Yeah, because next year is definitely going to be less terrifying. Sure, Jan. Here's the kicker. You don't even fail dramatically. You don't throw the game-winning shot into the wrong basket. No, no, no. You miss the shot accidentally on purpose. A subtle self-sabotage move so sneaky, even you believe that it was just bad luck. Oh no, I forgot to hit send on that email. Oops. Gosh, I just didn't have the right vibe today. Let's be honest. Fear of success is really fear of change. Because success means the game gets bigger, the stakes get higher, and brace yourself, you have to grow. Yes, it means new challenges, new critics, and maybe even leaving behind that cozy cocoon of mediocrity you've been snuggling in like it's your favorite blanket. But here's the truth, my friends. Staying small does not protect you from disappointment. It guarantees it. Playing it safe might keep you from falling off a cliff, but it also keeps you from climbing to the top of the mountain. And guess what? The view up there is spectacular. So, what if you succeed and it's not what you thought it would be? Big deal. That's not the end of your story. It's just a plot twist. You adjust, you pivot, you rewrite the script, because that's what life is. It's a never-ending draft of you. Stop living small. Stop shrinking away from the risk of greatness just because you're afraid it might not be perfect. Take the shot. Send the email. Book the gig. And if you mess it up, guess what? You are still farther along than you were in your self-sabotaging comfort zone. So, here's the challenge, my friends. Risk success. Risk finding out that the dream is not what you thought, because maybe, just maybe, it's better than you ever imagined. And if not, well, at least you'll have a killer story to tell.